resort living every day. Head to mandalayliving.com.au. Make the move now and receive a $20,000 resort living bonus. Conditions apply. Visit mandalayliving.com.au.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradie.
We have on the line for the best singer, and Feb normally judges this one, guys, a $250 Nando's voucher, Nando's limited time $12 wings offer, available this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday only at Nando's, the home of Peri Peri Chicken.
Yes, now we have Matt, an electrician from Altona Meadows. Hey, Matty.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Matty. I like what you're about to do here. You're going classic Aussie. You can't go wrong with Jimmy Barnes, can you?
Exactly right.
Particularly working class man.
Exactly right.
He's a working class man. What a song.
Oh, good choice.
We should get Jimmy back on the show. I just can't get enough of him. Anyway, in the meantime, Matt. Matt, take it away with some Barnesy.
He believes in God and Elvis. He gets out when he can. He did his time in Vietnam, still mad at Uncle Sam. He's a simple man with a heart of gold in a complicated land. Whoa, he's a working class man. Is that what I want?
Well, it's so good. What made me realise, I love that so much, Matt. Who wrote the lyrics? Like that's a wordsmith,
it's
right there.
Poetry, isn't it? We'll check if Barnsley himself did or whether.
I don't think he did.
Right.
I'll look
Pete
that
Gillia.
Up in the meantime. Matt, that was outstanding. What a great way to kick off Tradioki.
Right on, Matty.
Aaron from Bond Beach, a plumber's labourer. How are you, Aaron?
Not bad.
What are you doing today?
I'm doing When I'm 64 by the Beatles. It's a song for Byron, I reckon.
Oi, whoa, I'm just hit 40. This is the song. In 25 years' time, I will sing this.
Years from now.
Hey, Azza.
Yeah, mate.
You say you're a plumber. Have you been getting many calls out for people sticking their food in their toilet?
Yeah, we get a lot of stuff stuck in drains.
Really? Interesting. I might talk about that later, Boxy.
Yeah, and now, Aaron, we're looking forward to this. This is dedicated to Gregory Byron Cook.
I don't know why.
Bond Beach, good spot, Boxy.
Great spot. Great spot.
Off you go, Aaron.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, we can sit together by the fireside. Sunday mornings, go for a ride, doing the gardens, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Ow. Well done, Aaron. Another amazing entry for today.
Thank you.
Very strong entries from Matt and Aaron so far.
Thanks for the tribute, Aaron. Much appreciated, mate.
No problem, mate.
There we
go. That's nice, though. Aaron will still need you when you're 64.
Thank you very
in
much.
A couple of years.
Long way off.
I'm doing your gear now, Feb. This is fine.
I'm not allowed to do it.
Reese in Carrum. Hey, Reese.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Reese, you're an electrician, our second electrician
Sparky.
For the day.
Yes, that is.
And you are going to be singing. We're doing some classics. A Chris
I've always wanted to say that,
Boxy. What do you want to say?
Just, I'm a Sparky.
Sparky.
I'm a Sparky.
Sounds cool. What do you do for a job? I'm a Sparky.
Yeah.
A Sparky. Don't you reckon, Boxy?
Yeah, I like it.
It'll light things up. Sparky.
I don't know this Chris Christopherson song, The Silver Tongue Devil. Have you got a bit of it, Byron?
Yeah.
Devil.
This is a good song.
I said, hey, little girl, don't you know?
It's a bit creepy. Devil. Okay.
It's a bit jacked. Oh, no, that's a little girl.
That I ain't.
Wow, I'm looking forward to this one.
I didn't say that, bro. That was Byron said that.
Chris Christopherson.
Good luck, Reese. Really, you know what? Brave song choice. Off you
Thank
go.
Thank you, Sparky.
Don't you know she's the devil? He's everything that I ain't. Driving intentions of evil under the smile of a saint. That's all I got.
Oh.
the impersonation was bang on. Like, that was a very... Now, while Feb decides whether Matt,
winner.
Aaron, can I give you a little... I've got some great trivia.
Mate, it's your show.
Tradies, in fact, everyone listening right now, you know how I just said before that Working Class Man was a brilliant song and that was like a poet?
Mm.
I've discovered who wrote it, a guy called John Cain, who was from Journey and wrote Don't Stop Believin'.
Wow, that makes sense, because they're both such good songs and such brilliant.
What a bit of trivia.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Barnsley?
I think I'm off.
Are you? Oh, hang on. Right,
we forgot the chorus.
It's just 1 moment.
No,
it's okay.
Good.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Oh, you forgot the chorus.
Reece, oh, he's flat.
He was just telling his mate. Reece. Have you got any more music trivia for us?
No, but
lead us into seven or?
No, you. Come on. That was good trivia.
It was great.
Yeah, great trivia.
Make a call.
I'm asking if you got more.
No, that's it. Who won?
And the winner is Sydney.
Wow.
Shit gag. I'm going to give it to Aaron. And the reason I'm giving it to Aaron, I've never heard the song before, which I don't normally do, is because he put crap on Byron. And it was brilliant.
So, well, Aaron.
Losing my hair.
$250, Azza.
Years from now.
Awesome, thank you very much.
Well played.
As he said, Byron was born in 1964.
He did the whole old joke.
Yeah, so I quite like
that's
it.
That's good. Nando's limited time, $12 wings offer. He's won a $250 Nando's voucher.
Here's another bit of trivia.
Maddie was running late. Yes,
we're running late. Really quickly. So when Paul McCartney sang that back then, he would have been like 28. Now he's 74.
Right.
He'd be going, I used to sing that thinking, God, I'll be old at 64. Now I'm 10 years older.
Got any more trivia?
No, that's me.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Hughesy. Tuesday.
Yeah, got to be early, guys, because I am, been a parent for a long time, but my wife is a primary school teacher now, so I've really got to step up in the mornings, guys. Got to step up.
Are you doing
that's
so
one thing we don't have to do.
Yeah, what have we interrupted you doing, Hughesy? School lunches?
School lunches, I'm doing the wraps.
What's in it? What is in a Hughesy school lunch? What, talk us through it.
Well, my 7-year-old daughter has a grated cheese and carrot wrap in mountain bread. So, and she used the Helga's mountain bread though, so you've got to use that one.
Do you wrap it in Glad wrap, or do you, because you're not allowed to have that anymore at schools,
no,
are you?
Well, no, not really, no. Although we do a bit of Glad wrap, I won't deny that. But so, no, that is in a little container, so a little five sort of area containers, you know, and so you've got one for the wrap. One for the strawberries,
yes.
One for the snow peas, grapes as well. And you've got to cut the grapes in half, Fev, otherwise your children apparently will choke.
Choke them.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's
I don't think they've got teeth. There's no
hey, can we just break down for a second? Because I'm new to this, to Trixie's prep for the first time I've had a school-aged child. And I am interested, why do schools give you your rubbish back? So do they not, they just don't
Yeah, you're not allowed to use the rubbish bins.
But there's
no bins at our school. No bins.
Teaches them how to recycle.
But why?
Because you don't.
But in the real world, there's bins. Isn't it setting our kids up for failure?
It's so you don't take waste. It's unbelievable. The kids come back with all their lunchboxes full.
But I end up putting the Glad wrap in my bin. Can't we just put it in their bin?
Why not have a bin? What about when I go there with my takeaway coffee and I've got to hold my takeaway coffee while I, you know, supervise children while they're training for basketball? Because apparently, on Tuesday mornings, my 7-year-old's got to start basketball training at 8 a.m. because she's going to be in the NBA next year. Right? Yeah, it's not easy.
No, it's not. We just have kids in the future who've just got lots of pockets.
And they don't have a canteen.
They've got no canteen.
There's no canteen.
Really? Oh, you're kidding. Mate, I was the stay-at-home dad for a long time there, and my kids literally for a year and a half had lunch orders every day. And since I've had this job, they haven't had a lunch order.
Because Alex is that good.
Alex is cooked. Alex makes the lunches. No canteen.
And I've got a child who doesn't like lunch orders. Like, what's wrong with it?
That's weird.
She doesn't like lunch orders.
She doesn't want... What out of interest, because we relive these old days, Fev and I, all the time, Hughesy, but when you get a hot dog or a sausage roll and a pink iced donut, what would a lunch order be at the kids' school? Like, can you get decent food or is it all healthy?
Yeah, you can. You can get sausage rolls. Yeah, no. So definitely my son likes a sausage roll. And it's either sausage or sushi, basically. There was no sushi, mate. So, no, there's plenty of unhealthy food that they can have in their lunch order,
which I
really appreciate that, you know. So.
Speaking about sausage rolls, I used to kick a lot of them. Hughesy, the Blues start on Thursday night. Give me a rundown, just a quick one. How do you think the season go? We can't go any lower.
Mate,
do you reckon we'll go any higher?
I think we can go higher. I think we've got the Gold Coast in our sights and we can... I reckon we can beat Richmond. We can beat Richmond and you can
have a wager. Come on.
Well, you're betting on Richmond. What's going on, mate? Just because your daughter's going out with a superstar from the Tigers, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You're still a accountant, man.
I am,
you?
But I used to be a bad gambler, but now I'm a good one. And I know that Richmond will not get beaten by Carlton on Thursday night.
All right, I'll bet you a slab of Carlton Zero, mate, of non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, I'll bet you a slab of kombucha.
Okay.
All right, slab of kombucha. I get that for free. So
yeah, I know.
See, where's he getting his kombucha from? I'll just talk to you about that off air.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Well, guys, we've been told off. And when I say we've been told off, that's collectively Melbourne. That's all of us. We are in trouble. Yarra Valley Water have come out and given us a bad rap for the way we're using our toilets. In fact, apparently,
oh dear,
$1 million is being spent each year clearing out what Yarra Valley Water are calling, and I love this. They've got there's these things called fatbergs. They're like icebergs, and they're essentially all the waste that we're putting down the toilet.
I drop big fatbergs.
Okay.
These fatbergs are made up of all the junk people are flushing down toilets. Right. Now, Pat McCafferty, who is the head of the managing director of Yarra Valley Water, he has given this message, and we feel it's prudent and it's our responsibility to play it.
Thank you, Pat.
Avoid flushing anything down the toilet other than what it's designed for. Pee, poo and toilet paper. Wet wipes and other non-biodegradable materials should go in the bin, even the ones that say they are flushable.
Now,
yeah, I got in trouble for that the other day.
Yeah, see? I think you are. I didn't want to put the responsibility and the blame solely on you, but I would argue a year ago you got on this very radio show and you started telling Melbourne to flush their dinner down the toilet.
100%. I've been doing that for a long time. I think that you put like your veggies and stuff, like stuff, but not bones. Like, I think
he said
that
pee, yeah, poo,
but Boxy.
And what was the other thing he said?
What is your poo? The food that you consume,
right?
It's the same thing.
No, it's already been. What's the word I'm looking for?
Decomposed.
I'll use that one. Digested. That's another one I could use.
Absolutely.
But so the food hasn't been digested. So you're putting solids down a toilet, not digested matter. Which
I'm talking about veggies.
You're
and
making fatbergs, mate. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Massive fatbergs. But I got in trouble the other day because I was on the toilet and go through a few toilet rolls. There was none left. So I could see on the table that there were some wipes. Because we've got a baby. Baby wipes are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And they feel nice. They're smooth and they're wet.
Pat won't want to hear this.
And they feel good on your bottom. So I was like, I'll use them. Mm. And then I went to the toilet and did my thing. And then I flushed it and it didn't really go down. So I had to flush it twice. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I wonder why they don't go down. Yeah. And I said to Schnooksy, I go, hun, I use Toby's wipes. Don't you use the wipes. You're not allowed to flush them. They'll clog up. And I'm like, ah, I was just joking. I didn't really use them.
Got one word for you. Fatberg.
101.9 The Fox.
There might be a bit of biffo on the Voice set already. The Voice is filming in Sydney, and we've got the judges, Boy George, Delta Goodrum, Guy Sebastian, Kelly Rowland, but apparently Boy George is not that happy with Guy Sebastian.
Why?
Okay, so they're doing their promo shots. Now, these are the photos that you do as a group, like Fev,
like
Byron and I, the three of us, do promo shoots, or just recently Fev and I did one by ourselves.
That was really hurtful.
Well, you were sick.
You were sick.
That's a good
you
point.
Weren't here.
Very fair point.
Anyway.
Well, let's unpack that.
Yeah, okay.
Remember when he goes, I can't believe you did that to me, mate. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, did the photo shoot without me. I go, Byron, we had a hair and makeup for PV. You were sick. What are we supposed to say? Nah.
Yeah, turn him around. Just say, look.
You had a go at me. And
we're
then
like the Three Musketeers. We only do things together.
And then what did I say to you? Well, pretty sure 2 days ago, you were on the Fox Famous rooftop and you got a photo with Fifi in front of Triple M signage.
Yeah, and to be honest.
And that went in the paper.
It went in the paper and you were at a very, very, very important event and I actually felt really bad after you reminded me of that, so I apologise. Yeah.
Well, see, biffo happens on lots of promo shoots. The three of us, we're barely talking after our recent one.
I'm Guy Sebastian, you're Boy George.
Well, what's happened is, George, famous, and I'd say his whole look since the 80s when he had the long hair and in the Culture Club days, has been this hat. So he wears an iconic hat. He's got the Molly Meldrums about him.
Right. Yes.
So they've done this photo shoot, and Guy Sebastian's apparently worn a hat too, because Guy's he rocks a fedora.
Yeah, he does. He wore one in the studio a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he did. Now, on the set, there was an emergency styling adjustment. Because boy, George has gone, you don't think so. We're not both wearing hats. The hat's my thing.
I'm the hat guy.
I was thinking about it. Imagine if Pharrell was on this shoot too. Like, who wins that one?
Imagine if Amber Sherlock from Channel 9 was on the show. Remember when she, with a white
that's
shirt?
That's so true.
Matching white jackets, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Get that off. That was amazing.
Well, see, this is the thing. You can get protective of a look that you have. And I don't think this just happens on the set of TV shows. I think this happens in real life. And 131060, this is your chance to have a vent about somebody stealing your look. Now, it might be a colleague at work that's going with your look. Or are you owning, are you rocking? Because I went through a phase where I rocked a fedora, didn't I?
You did. Yeah. You did.
And yesterday I wore a cap and Byron went, you can't wear a cap. I'm
hey,
a cap
Byron's
guy.
Got no issues about anyone borrowing his look. It's a riffy.
It's definitely, look, I reckon I'm the hat guy. Like if we turned up to a photo shoot and Fev had a snapback, I'm not saying he'd want to wear one. I would feel like, no, man, can I just.
Would
can
you
that,
say that?
Can that be my thing? I don't have much. I don't have much. I'd probably say, mate, do you mind? I mean, you've got a lot going on. Can I just be the hat guy?
I'd love to hear if anyone has actually said to another person, a friend or a colleague or someone, hey, that's my thing, what you're doing. Or maybe someone has said that to you. Can you stop wearing what I'm wearing? Now, we've even got, in Leon's absence, because our executive producer, Leon, has let us down today.
What's he doing?
Well, he had root canal surgery yesterday. Root canal surgery, and his mouth's blown up. Right. And I mean, he could have had that done on the weekend, so he didn't have to have a day off work.
But he was at a festival on the weekend.
He's busy with his festivals, so he's not here. Now, in his absence, we've always said this, Big Fish from the Black Thunders steps in. And Leon is the king of our jingles.
Oh, dear.
He creates them all with Mike.
Oh, no,
today,
no.
Big Fish has stepped in. Shall we hear his jingle?
Who stole your look?
Who stole your look?
Who stole your look?
Was it your shirt, maybe your hat, even your shoes? Did you go, nah, 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 who stole your look?
Oh, get Leon back.
No, I like that. That's really good.
Has this got too much of a deep voice? I reckon if Mikey Mike in the audio
Funky
room.
Bunch.
Yeah, if he just turns it down a little bit
okay,
without
that
the
work.
Too much, boom. You know what I mean?
Or synthesise it like
just
T-Pain.
Just a bit scary. But...
good feedback, guys. We'll pass that on to Mike, our audio guy.
101.9 The Fox.
Who stole your look?
Who stole your look?
Who stole your look?
Who stole your look?
Was it your shirt? Maybe your hat? Even your shoes?
It's no fun.
Did you go, oh, nah, who stole your look?
I would say, Boxy, that I reckon Guy didn't steal it off George. I reckon he stole it off Bruno Mars. I reckon he's trying to be Bruno Mars-ish. And I reckon he does. I reckon he nails
it. But even
it.
I reckon Bruno Mars took it off Johnny Depp, who took it off John Wayne. I mean, if we really want to go back.
How's John Wayne?
Cowboy.
That's the second time he's been referenced in this show.
When was he referenced earlier?
I said John Wayne earlier.
I just think there are some items of clothing that you can't say, this is my look.
Right.
It's an item of clothing. I think everybody...
What would you say my look was?
T-shirt, shorts, and flip-flops.
Yeah.
Slides.
The socks with slides, I reckon, socks that's Fev's look. I don't think anyone else in this team should do that.
That's
funny.
That's what I've got on right now.
Ali, our producer, was saying that she's had a friend say to her, can you not wear the same perfume as me? Because that's my perfume, scent. I don't think you can own scents. Like if they're for sale in a cosmetic store.
You don't own any scents, do you?
No.
Just dollars.
Hey, Karen in Berwick, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Have you had an issue with a best friend?
Oh, yes, I did. When I was in the late 80s, I'd made this, actually sewn myself this unique outfit. It was white legging pants, white top, had these beautiful black tassels hanging from the sleeves.
And you actually made it yourself?
Yeah, I made it. I sewed all my clothes back then.
Like Marge Simpson style.
maybe. And I dropped up to pick her up to go to the Chevron, my best friend, and out she walks. She'd made an outfit exactly the same as mine.
No.
Yeah, and I was wearing mine that night.
Did you just give a Chevron reference?
Yep.
Oh, my God, Chevy. That place. My God, it used to be Dollar Drinks, Boxy.
Karen, did you go or did you say, we can't go out like this? What's happened here?
We went because I was pretty shy back then in reserve and I was just like, oh, my goodness, what do I say? I don't say anything.
Acknowledge that she's made, with a sewing machine, made the exact same outfit as you?
Yes, and she, I just later in the night, I guess, blew up at her and I was like, you can't, I made that, it's unique, you can't have the same.
There's no argument. I mean, this is outrageous.
Well, no, there's, if you buy the same item of clothing from Sports Girl or Country Road, that's one thing. But if you actually make an outfit with a sewing machine that's identical to your friend's, you're allowed to say, you stole my look.
Hey, Boxy, did you ever go to the Chevron?
Yeah, I did. I didn't like the Chevron, if I'm to be really honest.
Really? I used to love going there, but I'd always be sick the next day because I reckon they had like dollar drinks.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did to him, but poor my God, I was always crook the next day.
Really?
I always went back.
I was always on a podium at the Chevron. They had those sort of podiums
really?
As you walked in.
Yeah, they did.
And I'd just jump up on them.
That
was
where the
dancers
went.
And then I'd go home. Did Pasha go get Sasha
whoa,
on the podium?
Did you? Shout out.
There you go. Was there a pole or?
No, just a podium dance.
Yeah.
Kendall from Layla.
Were you in a cage at any point?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
Hey, Kendall, do you have a situation with someone stealing your look?
Yeah, well, it's awkward being an identical twin. So me and my twin sister, we live 2 hours away. So I'm originally from Bendigo. I live in Melbourne. So we've walked up to like the same family event wearing exactly like the same thing. And it's really frustrating because I was born first and I came out first. So I first had a look.
And so, how many minutes first?
19, poor mum.
19 minutes?
Yeah, natural birth. Back in 95. So I had the look first, but we always try and make an effort not to wear the same thing.
That's a tough one. See, twins, I reckon your sister's got a point. Like, you're sort of, it's your birthright to wear the same stuff as your twin.
Yeah, until you're about 10.
Yeah.
Then it's not cute anymore, is it?
It's not cute.
If there's one person in the world that can wear the same clothes as you, it's the person who has exactly the same DNA.
I'm the total opposite. I reckon 100% because you can't tell the difference.
But I'd say to my twin, but I've got the same brain as you. It thinks the same way. I like the same things. We're identical.
We're a different colour, bro. That's what you'd have to.
Okay.
Because if you both went to the same place, just say, well, you and IFE, we're identical.
Yeah.
We go to a party and then you're talking to a girl.
Yeah.
And anyway, then you walk off and then I go up to that same girl and she starts talking to me the same. And I'm like, well, who is this girl? I've never spoken to her before.
We'd be fine though because I'll never wear slides with socks.
101.9 The Fox.
Hollywood kids are overachieving and it's not fair because their parents are rich already. I will cite Kylie Jenner, a billionaire now. Look, Caitlyn and Chris had set her up well, though. Mm. She was living in the shadow of Kim. She would have been fine. Didn't need to go make $1 billion
sure.
extra.
Yeah.
And now Jaden Smith, he's not only son of Hollywood superstars, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, he is now the co-founder of the world's fastest growing brand of water.
What?
It's called Just Water. It's fully recyclable, made from 82% renewable resources. Anyway, it's been
What's
launched.
What's it called? Just
it's
Water.
Called Just Water.
Doesn't seem that hard, does it? Why didn't we make a water saying Just Water?
No, but don't you think it's like let people that come from humble beginnings be entrepreneurs? Why do these young Hollywood kids have
like
to be
Cooney
so clever?
Cooney with his vodka and sold that for $1 billion.
Cooney?
Who?
George Cooney.
Clooney.
Oh, Clooney. I'm thinking about
Adam
Cooney.
Cooney?
My God.
Former Bulldog star Adam Cooney has developed something.
Clooney. He had vodka, remember?
Yeah, I know.
Sold it for $1 billion. Yeah. Like he doesn't need
I
that.
I reckon we should say to the people who live in Hollywood, you got the fame movie star thing. Leave entrepreneurial stuff to other people who okay. need it. Anyway, this was a big coup yesterday in Melbourne because to sell his water, Jaden Smith, son of Will, was in a Woolworths here in our city in Melbourne, dressed as a Will Woolworths employee, manning the counters. Now, one question we're going to ask right now, 131060, does anyone know which Woolies it was?
Looks like Brighton, Boxy.
Because it wasn't my local Woolies, and I reckon I would have noticed.
Looks like my one.
Jaden Smith was there. 131060, just if anyone, because Woolies aren't actually revealing which one it was, but we're curious. That'd be really surreal, though, wouldn't it? You're going into, I love supermarket shopping, but it's one of the most ordinary things you can do. So we all do it. We go in. When you see someone famous at a supermarket, I think that's a bit of a coup. So I'm going to ask this question, 131060. Can we find out what celebrities you've seen at supermarkets?
Can I get the ball rolling, guys?
Have you seen someone famous?
I saw at the Woolworths Metro Southern Cross, popular 3AW afternoon personality, Dennis Walter.
Who?
Dennis Walter. Carols by candlelight, Dennis Mate, Walter. He was shopping.
I would have kept that in the holster, bro.
Well, I'm just saying, it's just to get us started. I'm not saying
Dennis
it's
Walter.
The best one we've got.
Hey, and thank you, Jackie and Rachel have just called through the QV Woolworths, which would make sense in the sense the bang in the city.
Thanks,
so,
Jackie.
Yeah.
He's probably staying on top of the QV and just went down.
Smart. So that's where Jaden was. But yeah, 131060, let's ask the question. Who have you seen? Like, it's so ordinary. It's so mundane to go to a supermarket. And then when you see an actual celeb in an aisle, it can be, whoa, man. And, you know, if we can get the bigger the celeb, the better.
I mean, Dennis does the Tobin Brothers funerals commercials. He's quite a big deal.
Tobin Brothers funerals.
It didn't really help us, though, did it, Byron?
13, 10, 16.
I've seen a few, Boxy.
Who have you seen?
Because I live in an area where there's a few of the
You live in a fancy pants area of Melbourne.
Yes, and they all tend to be down the aisles.
What's happening in Brighton?
I hide.
Who do you see in Brighton in the supermarkets?
I see Russell Coit a lot.
Glennie Robbins.
Yeah, he gets in there a lot. He goes and fishes for his, shops for his camping. See Nat Bass a lot.
Yeah.
Lloydie a lot.
Do you have chats or
Crawford
do you just let them do their own, like they're probably there?
It depends how I'm, sometimes I pop out without my tooth. And I often see them because I just go in and get some, because Alex will need some milk for the tea and I need to get some stuff for like lunches. And I'll just run in because I don't want to talk to anyone. And I just go bang, bang, bang. And then I see someone I know and I've got no tooth in, I've got no shoes on. And it's like, oh, and I have to talk like this.
I didn't know the tooth was optional. I thought the tooth
Yeah, because I always take it out when I get home.
Right. Really, do you?
I'll leave it on the top of the shelf. Pardon?
Do you pop it in a glass of water like our grandparents
No,
did?
I stick it in our food cupboard, stick it on top of the shelf.
Does it take that long to put in? But you're heading up to Woolies? No? There he goes. He's just taking it out.
No, but sometimes you forget, Byron.
Sure. 13.
I don't think they accept that in Brighton. I think you need tea.
131060, give us a call.
You do. You lost, mate.
This is The Fox.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Yesterday, our Hollywood child of superstar Will Smith, Jaden Smith, actually star in his own right. I mean, Karate Kid remake, he did that. Don't think it did very well.
Well, he's a very big name.
But he
I wouldn't be that impressed if I saw him at the Woolies.
He's now got his own water. It's called Just Water, and he's going to be another billionaire that's... anyway.
Good luck to him, though.
No, it is good. Don't get me wrong. It sounds like sour grapes. It is good luck to him, but I love the hard luck stories when they've come from nothing, not when they've
come from
Will
Smith. I don't know how much he's done
with
a Boxy. I don't know how much he's done with Just Water.
It's the fastest growing brand of water in the world, Fev. He's going
to
be a billionaire.
Yeah, but a company's come to him and go, mate, could you be the face of this? Yeah, no worries. Give me $5 million.
And he's gone, you know what you need to give me? A Woolies outfit. Because that's what yesterday he was a Woolworths checkout assistant. He was in the costume. He was in the green and, it's a great outfit, I actually think, the Woolies check
it's
shirt.
Like a Christmas
green. Check shirt. Black slacks. He looked great. And I just think sometimes supermarkets, I think, is just where you go and it's ordinary and it's mundane. And I expect that. I don't want to see Russell Crowe at a supermarket.
They should pay someone.
Kidman.
They should pay someone to shop for them.
It would throw me. And we've just said, what celebrities have you seen at a supermarket?
Are you a trolley pusher or a basket carrier?
I'm a basket carrier, and I always regret it. By the time I get to the domestic section, I put a washing liquid in there, and I'm like, what was I thinking? My arm's snapping off.
Very relatable, Boxy. It's exactly what.
I don't want to commit to a trolley. I only want to commit to a basket.
Does Trixie like to sit in the trolley with her legs out? Like, does she like to get in and get?
No, she's missed.
Because my kids sit in there, and when I put all the stuff in, they all get buried, and they love it.
That's so cute. So I should use trolleys more.
Yeah, trolleys are fun.
Got to put a dollar in it. The one I
no, but some Woolies at this Woolies at my place doesn't have the dollar because it's annoying.
Mine does. Alex from Mount Eliza. Hi, Alex. Alex, are you there, Alex?
Alex. No, Alex. That's a shame. Alex was. She what happened there? Okay,
had
we'll
a good celebrity too. We'll come back to Alex. Hopefully, Nikki and Nary Warren South. Hey, Nikki.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Nikki. Who have you seen at your local Woolies?
Jeffrey Rush in the fruit and veg buying napkins.
You wouldn't expect Jeffrey Rush at your supermarket.
He's a Campbell man, isn't he?
He's an Academy Award winner.
He used to live there. Apparently,
he did. I think he still might be in Camberwell.
He might still be. Yeah, he was shopping with his little girl.
Oh, that's so nice. And you know, he's allowed to do that. But
I saw Jeffrey Rush on a flight.
You did too. I remember that.
Yeah, I snuck into business class because I was pissed. And he was sitting there because I was sitting down in cattle.
We should do, just for Jeffrey, we should do the phoner, who did you see in business class? And he can ring in and say Fev.
Yeah. No, I wasn't in there.
Now we've got Alex. Alex back from Mount Eliza. Hi, Alex.
Yeah. Hey.
Who did you just see or run into at your local Woolies?
So I'm from Mount Eliza, so I was at the Mount Eliza Woolies, and I turned around the corner, like in an aisle, and I physically ran into Hugh Jackman.
Oh, you actually ran into him?
Yeah, like face to chest run into.
And I'm going to guess, Alex, he was charming, polite.
He was so sweet and so lovely. I was so embarrassed.
Cannot put a foot wrong, that man.
He's just Iron Man. Is that what he is?
An Iron Man?
Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just Wolverine at your supermarket.
Robert Downey Jr. was the
other one. Thank you, Alex. Now we've got Taylor from Pakenham. Who was at your supermarket?
Byron.
Hi, guys. I was actually down at Phillip Island, and I walked in, and standing right in front of me was Chris Hemsworth.
Whoa. Wow.
What about these Marvel actors? Why don't they get someone to get their shot?
1019, The Fox.
I spoke last week about my family trip to the Gold Coast on the Easter holidays, and I thought I'd been scammed because I had to pay a certain amount up front and then another amount halfway through with a couple of weeks to go. And on my letterhead that I got addressed in my email, it said Brendan Dabb. And I thought, I've been scammed. And I was too scared to tell Alex because I booked it when I was half, you know, I'd had a couple of beers.
This is accommodations, right?
This is accommodation for a house, Byron. And I've got all these emails. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm getting scammed. So I spoke about it on air, but I hadn't told Alex.
Can I just say, in your defence, a couple of things. You were asked to pay the full amount up front, which I think is quite unusual. Yeah. And two, they were harassing you with emails. And then when you wrote back, can I get a phone number, no one got back to you. I thought it sounded quite scammy.
Yeah. And I thought, I'm 100% getting scammed. So Alex heard the rave and rang me in the break, as you guys know. So I had to go outside and whoo! Surprised I've got my hearing left. And so she said, can you forward all the emails that you've received? And I'm not real good on holidays. I've stuffed up a lot of holidays, left luggage places, lost passports.
Surprised you got through your honeymoon.
Yeah, I'm surprised I did too. I'm surprised that she let me actually book it. And anyway, I sent through all the emails to Schnooksy. And as she starts, so she started from the top, very smart. She goes to the first email sent. And I'd actually written Brendab. I'd spelt my name wrong because I was half pissed, and the B is very close to the N on the computer.
Yes.
And I'm not getting scammed. It's all
legit. It was all legit. Nobody was you. It wasn't some Nigerian that was mistook you for a Brendan and called you Brendab. You called yourself Brendab.
I was scamming myself, guys. It's all good. All good.
For resort living every day, head to mandalayliving.com.au. Make the move now and receive a $20,000 resort living bonus. Conditions apply. Visit mandalayliving.com.au.